This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Live in Whanganui, do a business studies course.
Business studies? What type of business?
Just general business.
Are you looking to open up your own business or something?
I don't know, really.
Just something handy to have.
Yeah, something good on the CV.
So, what about your interests and hobbies?
Play music.
What type of music?
Rock.
Rock.
Yeah.
So, like, Disturbed or Metallica or...
Yeah,
Metallica. Black Sabbath.
System of the Down.
System of the Down. Yeah. Did you went to Smashing Pumpkins in Auckland?
Nah. No.
Yeah, I ran into the producer the other week. I can't remember who his name is, but yeah.
Hello.
Sure came. Introduce you both.
Yes.
Yes. So how old are you?
20.
20? What is your original sex?
Female.
And what is your gender identity?
Male.
Male. What is your culture identity? Ethnicity.
White, Kiwi, European.
You said European.
Yeah.
And what is your sexuality?
Straight.
Yeah. So, when did you realise you were transgendered?
You don't realise it, but you realise it to a degree. But when I was 16, I came out as trans to my peers and... Basically, after going online and researching a bit about that kind of stuff, really opened my eyes that it was possible, so decided to go down that road myself.
Did you have to... Can you explain to me, because I don't interview a lot of transgendered people, what was the process of going through?
Process?
Process of realisation or...
Process of realisation.
Is that, well, how you grew up or anything like that?
So first, I came out as lesbian when I was 12, 13. So, sexually, I was attracted to females and then still didn't quite feel right, didn't fit in to the community and the gender groups and whatnot. And started researching, as I said, after that. And then came across transgendered. And did more research into that, and then decided to start the steps to transitioning. So living as a male for 2 years prior to to starting hormones, and now, got T-letters and all that kind of stuff. And then,
What stage are you up to now?
I'm on hormones at the moment, and getting surgery in 3 weeks.
So, when you're on hormones, are there side effects to them?
Side effects are good, hair growth, deepening.
The good side effects.
The good side of things. It's not really negatives to, health-wise they say there are, but not really.
Realistically, they aren't.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you have to be on, like, any special diet to be on these hormones or, or anything at all?
Nah, no diet, no special exercise regime, nothing, no.
Just go to the gym.
Go to the gym 7 days a week.
Woo, be active.
Yep.
When you came out as transgendered, are you out to everybody?
It's a bit hard to drop me out.
Out to everyone that needs to know.
Yeah.
Came out to my peers first, then came out to my mother later down the line, and everyone just followed suit, and now I try to live stealth most of the time.
Has everybody been accepting?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of time to get used to, but it all does.
What was the main reactions that you actually got on?
Crying. Nah, but they were all positive in the end. Most.
Oh my god, why didn't you tell me earlier or something like that?
No. Mum was crying and just did the, what did I do wrong? And, and everyone else was just, oh, we knew, or we were waiting for you to tell us. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you came out as lesbian originally to your... Did you actually come out as lesbian?
Yeah, I came out to a degree to some people.
Did you come out to your mother?
Yeah.
What was her reaction to that?
That was also tears. Yeah. And then she kicked me out for a couple of weeks and... Long story short, got back in there. Yeah.
Do you actually live with your mother now? Or?
No. I live with partner now.
So you don't have... So you're not going to get kicked out for that?
No. No.
Thank goodness. That would be quite strange, getting kicked out from your own home by your mother.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of prepared for it at that stage, though, because I'd already done the what's going to happen research and...
Mm.
Was a possibility, and I thought it would be a possibility. Mm. Happened, and just went to my brother's house and stayed with him for a few weeks.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what happens after hormones?
After hormones, surgeries.
Surgeries?
Yeah.
What's the first one?
Top surgery, which is chest reconstruction. Then neck surgery, probably the hysterectomy.
Mm.
Then final bottom surgery.
Mm.
So, I heard that you had to pay for it for yourself.
Yeah.
Is there actually any funding available anywhere?
Funding for surgeries is available, yeah. It's just DHB based.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how much does it generally cost, depending on the areas?
So, if you go through funding, it's free completely, but if not, the average price in New Zealand would be about 15,000.
Mm.
Just depends who you go to and how far away they are.
How about anywhere else?
Down South Island, they're really kind of cheap, 10,000. And then overseas, they're about 5,000-6,000. What I looked into.
Mm.
Yeah, and then for other surgeries, you can go up to the $100,000 mark.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that in New Zealand or overseas?
Overseas.
Oh.
New Zealand can't do that surgery.
Yeah. Overseas.
Thailand or UK, I think.
I think Thailand was like 10,000 for bottom surgeries.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware of.
And then UK is quite expensive.
They may be like serving you lattes at the hospital or something.
Yeah, well, for top surgery, that's 17,000, so I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, would you like caviar with that? Yeah, fun times. So, you've had a good support system, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely, here in Whanganui. This place here helped out a lot, yes.
Is it a very accepting community?
Probably not, no. No. Depends who you tell.
Depends who you tell?
Depends who knows, yeah.
Mm.
Save it.
Different sections, area.
Go shouting it out in the streets.
I'm transgendered! Oh, come and praise me. Well, probably not like that, but you get the point.
Yeah, but no.
No.
I don't care who knows it. Yeah, so, how long have you been at Closet Space?
Probably about 5-6 years.
5-6 years.
I say I've been around ages.
How long has the group been running?
Question. I think it's been going about 10, 11, 12 years now.
So, quite a while.
Yeah. Must be, surely. Yeah.
Long enough for people to know.
I'd say at least 10 years, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a bit of a support system for you as well.
Yeah, it's probably the main support in Whanganui.
Mm-hmm.
Would be that group.
Has the peer group seen you slowly transition?
Yeah.
Mm.
Alright, so you're in a relationship currently, obviously.
Yeah.
So how about, have you been in other relationships before?
Yeah. I say this is my first real relationship as a trans man, I think. Hey. Yeah.
How long have you two been dating?
Would you like to answer that?
A year and a bit.
Yeah.
Just over a year.
Please don't hurt me. It's not my fault.
It's not that time.
So
can't remember.
Oh shit. My bad.
Whoopsies. So obviously, how has the transitioning affected the relationship?
I'd say more in a positive way, a little. Say both happier in myself, which lets me commit to my partner more. Yeah. Yeah.
How about you? How you feel personally?
Yeah, a lot better.
A lot better?
Yeah.
So, how do you meet other people in the community? In the transgendered community?
Online.
Online?
Yeah. New Zealand Trans Guys. Got a website on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it quite active?
Yeah, quite active. It's about 90, 80 people on there.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's across the country?
Yeah.
Is there many trans people in Whanganui?
I know of one other trans guy.
Two.
How about like in the Wenamanawatu area, aren't we? So
yeah.
Not really that I'm aware of. I'm not so sure. I don't explore really.
Yeah. Hey, you're transgendered too. So let's have a party.
Check on the barbecue.
Oh, how's it for you? Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
So, you meet people through closet space as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Closet space.
Yeah. How about anywhere else?
Nah, not really. Only online and through closet space.
So, what is your definition of virginity?
When two people are intimate with each other.
The first time?
Yes. Yeah. I say, yeah, to be honest. I say, virginity is, yeah, two people.
Yeah. Do you think there are actually any other forms of virginity?
Not really.
You don't think so?
Well, you're talking normal, what people class as virginity, or...
Oh, any type of virginity.
Well, I suppose it's your anal virginity, and your vaginal virginity, and...
So mainly sexual, you believe?
Sexual virginity, yeah.
Mainly sexual virginity.
Yes.
Alright, so have you experienced or
received... What a question, I'm sorry.
You start laughing randomly.
Anyway.
And breathe. Anywho, have you experienced any abusive behaviour or abuse because of being transgendered?
Mostly verbal, but define abuse.
Well, abuse can be many things. It could be just, it could be physical, verbal, anything.
So, since being out as trans, I'm mostly just verbal, but nothing recently, nothing too bad. I'm generally stealth living, so...
Have, what do they say?
Oh, I was the little, I can't remember what I was the it kid at my old work, yeah.
Did they start referring you to that old movie, It?
No, but, but yeah. I say, you know, just basic bullying is mostly, but...
And the most famous question.
The most famous question.
One famous. Are you a boy or a girl?
Oh, yeah, you get that one, but that's not really bullying. Well...
It is, to some degree.
Well, it's more like miseducation.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you say to that?
Boy, nah, it depends who they are, really. Say, really does depend who they are.
Alright. Well, thank you to the interview.
Cool.
Is there anything else you want to say?
No, thanks. See you later.